So you're asking about Brandon Gibson in the slot. Yeah, he's been coming a long way for us. You know, he's kind of new to the slot. Didn't play a whole lot in the slot last year, so he's learned a lot, come a long way since the spring, and he's continuously getting better. You can see him just getting more comfortable running the routes, and really did a great job getting open. And that's what we brought him here to do, to win on the slot for us. And, you know, I think he's going to do that all year.
Does he become a bigger target for you, though, without Brandon, I mean, without Dustin Keller out there?
He's a weapon. You know, I don't know, bigger target. I can't say any of that. I know he's a weapon, and we plan to use him.
Ryan, how would you evaluate where you are right now?
I'm just continuing to work to get better. You know, not where I want to be at the end of the year, but you know, I'm excited about where I'm at, where the team's at this point. We want to work to get better every day, use every opportunity that we can. But the work's not done. We're still working to get better.
How much better do you feel you can be than last year?
A lot better. You know, it's hard to quantify, you know, but there's so many instances where I could be better than last year. And I feel like I've worked to improve those areas, you know, all off season and heading into this year.
What's it like seeing, you know, a lot of other rookies that got to the Pro Bowl their first year? Is that motivation? Is that nervous at all? Not, you know, they were able to do that their first year. Pressure, I guess, is the word.
No. You know, I'm a fan of the game. You know, I enjoy watching those guys, and they did a great job last year. You know, it's not something where you know, there's any more pressure or anything like that. I just try to control what I can control, do everything I can to be a better quarterback and help this team win. You know, at the end of the day, that's what I'm here to do is to help this team win.
Is that motivation, though, seeing what they were able to do so early in their career?
You know, my motivation is winning. You know, that's the only motivation I need.
Hey, Ryan, considering what happened to division quarterbacks and division rivals recently, how do you feel about even playing in this last preseason game?
It's up to coach. You know, it's totally his call. If he calls my name, then, you know, I'll be ready to go. So totally up to coach. You know, if he gives me the opportunity, then we're going to take advantage of it. If not, we'll practice hard and try to help the other guys as much as we can.
Ryan, there was a play last week where Wallace was running down the field. I believe it was one-on-one. And you have to throw it to him, and then you stopped. You pulled it back. What are you seeing in this like that that stops you from throwing the pass?
We had a double move called on that play. He got pushed out of bounds on his double move. And, you know, I saw him get widened out of bounds and, you know, don't want to waste the throw. So I brought it down to the check down. But there's not a whole lot that's going to take you off that. Either, you know, a safety over the top, you know, the corner stays really high, or he gets pushed out of bounds. That's about it.
Ryan, what are going to be the biggest differences in the passing game this year? I mean, it looks like you guys are using three receiver sets as a base for the offense, more, you know, five receiver sets, things along those lines. What would be different passing-wise?
You know, we have a few more weapons, I guess, you know, on the outside. So we want to be able to utilize those guys. You know, we brought in Mike Wallace for a reason. We want to get him downfield. I want to get him the ball, you know, retain hard line, sign Gibson. You know, we have a bunch of guys that we want to get the ball to, and now it's just about, you know, fine-tuning all the things we've put in throughout camp, throughout all the preseason, and carrying the things that we think can help us win.
Ryan, how good of a position do you think you guys are in, considering some of the setbacks that the Bills and the Jets have had recently?
Those things don't concern us. You know, we just control what we can control here. You know, we don't worry about what happens outside this building, outside of what we control. Things are going to happen to us. Things are going to happen to other teams. If you start worrying about that, then you're going to get wrapped up in a lot of things you don't need to.
Are you working a lot with the tight ends in practice after how they played the other day, plus obviously Boston?
Yeah, you know, it's constant work with everybody, not only the tight ends, but everyone. You know, we're just a hair off on a couple of things with Charles, and we'll get them fixed. You know, we talked about it. We watched the film and got everything cleaned up, so I think we're good to go. I don't think he struggled. You know, I think you know, the one down the middle, the receiver or the DB made a great diving play, got his hand in there. You know, it looks bad. It looks like he dropped it, but in all actuality, the DB made a great play to get his hand in there. So, you know, I think that he brings a lot of good things to the table, and we'll utilize those.
Last one, if we got it,
Ryan. Without, I guess, stability at tight end and. I don't know what you say about a short yardage back, but scoring in the red zone, what's the best way for this team to do it given what you have right now at your disposal?
Well, I think we have the backs that can run in the red zone. You know, Daniel's a big guy. He runs hard. You know, we didn't do a good job of it on Saturday, and that's one thing that we came away with. We want to look at right away. You know, what did we not do well down in the red zone running the ball and throwing the ball? And, you know, we saw what we did wrong, where we made our mistakes. It's tight down there. Guys are coming downhill quick, and you have to be great with your aiming points, great with landmarks. You have to get downhill quickly. So, you know, that'll be something we work on, as well as completing the passes that we had. We had two chances where, you know, if I throw a little bit better ball, we have touchdowns. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, even if we're not running the ball, getting touchdowns on the ground from the 6-yard line, we had two great shots at the end zone where, you know, if I throw a little bit better ball to Gibson down the middle and to Hartline on the other end, we have touchdowns coming away with 21 points at halftime.